as Homer Simpson said to its new owners who took over the plant from Mr. Burns, the land of chocolate. Well, that's something every kid dreams of around Easter time. Chocolate, chocolate, and more chocolate. And what do we do to find all that chocolate? We go out and search for Easter eggs. Yes, the Easter Bunny has placed them all over the yard and all over our house. And we have to go out and find all of them. And inside of it, we'll find surprises with candy and chocolate. It's an amazing feat when you find them. The first time you find an Easter egg while searching for it, it's a great feeling. But how is it when you find one of those hidden things inside of your automobile? Something that the automotive manufacturer never told you about that exists in that vehicle. Well, that's a great feeling. You feel like you've won a treasure. Well, if you go online, you'll find out about a lot of these treasures that do exist in the automotive world. But why do car companies do it? And what is hidden in some of the greatest vehicles out there? Well, today, Autolux is going to take a look at Easter eggs and why companies do it and which ones are out there hiding for you to find. Welcome back to the Autolux podcast. I am your host, as always, the doctor to the automotive industry, Mr. Everett J., coming to you from our main host website at autolux.net. If you haven't been there, stop by and check it out and read some of our reviews, check out some of our ratings, and find some of these great car companies on our corporate links website page. And before you make that final decision, head on over to the Autolux help pages to help you get more information about the vehicles that you're considering buying or looking at for future reference, all on the autolux.net website. The Autolux podcast is distributed by podbeam.com and hosted by Ecom Entertainment Group. If you'd like to get in touch with the Autolux podcast, please send an email over to email@autolux.net. So like I said in the beginning, chocolate. Chocolate is the main thing. No, we're not talking about chocolate vehicles. We're talking about what's hidden inside that foil that you find on Easter morning. Easter eggs. And Easter eggs are one of those things that are hidden all over the world. And a lot of major companies do it. Some of the great automobile manufacturers have done it for decades. And people haven't realized. Well, since the advent of the internet and the introduction of both YouTube and social media, Easter eggs are becoming more prevalent from major automobile manufacturers. And people are finding them. Automobile companies are finding new ones to hide in vehicles, but people naturally always find them. And once you put it on the internet, everybody knows about them. Now, we're not going to disclose every single Easter egg that exists in the automotive world, but we're going to tell you why car companies do it and which ones you can look for. Tesla, a few years back, always liked to hide very specific Easter eggs in their automobiles. No, we're not talking about the things that like Opel, Dodge, or Jeep have done in the past. We're talking about digital Easter eggs. And for that, Tesla has made it so that people want to search for things. After finding out that people managed to track down a program that wasn't available, Tesla decided to start hiding things in their vehicles to see how they can trick and even see if people can find things out. The original hidden technology we're talking about is the autonomous drive technology that Tesla had in their vehicles. Even in the first generation Tesla Model S's, autonomous driving was there, and very blatantly in its infancy, it existed. Now, why did Tesla do this? Tesla was looking for a new way to showcase their technology to the world, but knowing that there's so many hoops and regulations that you have to go through to make this new technology, and if you did it, it really wouldn't become a surprise when it's entered into vehicles. So they decided to hide this technology buried deep inside their vehicles, similar to that of hiding an Easter egg in the deep, dark part of the woods. Now, we're not saying go out and check the deepest, darkest part of the woods for Easter eggs. But we're saying maybe you should check out your backyard and some of the bush areas. Don't go through your parents' garden searching for these things. But those bushes in the back corner, they're just there for show. The Easter Bunny could have hid something in there. And similar to Tesla, if they really want to make you search for it, they will hide it there. Tesla did this with the autonomous technology because they wanted to use the sale of all their vehicles to the public to eventually gauge more information about how their vehicles operate and move about in the real world. To test the technology, they put it in the vehicle. So when people failed to use their vehicle properly, that technology was already there. And they could utilize all of that data to help build this technology for future reference. It's a great idea. But then all of a sudden, a couple of people took some time, dug a little deep into the programming of the Tesla, and found this technology hidden inside of the coding. They exposed it and showed it to the world that Tesla has autonomous drive abilities in their vehicles. Well, a bunch of us just went stupid and started using this thing on big highways, surface streets, and causing collisions and, you know, becoming self-reliant on it. That wasn't its original purpose. They did this to gain information. Now, Tesla is not one of these companies that's just going to back down from something like that. No, they're going to go one step further and start releasing new things. And as they did their next update, they decided to add in a weird key feature. And on March 10th, I'm going to tell you this right now, I'm recording this podcast on this date, March 10th. And if you don't know about that, then, well, you're not really a video game person, because March 10th is essentially the International Day for Mario, M-A-R 10. Put it together, it spells Mario. So on International Mario Day, Tesla sent an over-the-air update to their vehicles, and they put an Easter egg into it. A couple of programmers managed to figure it out, and if you put your vehicle on the map systems, it would put you on Rainbow Road from the original Mario 64 game. You can drive Rainbow Road. There's your vehicle running in an autonomous ability on a standardized highway, and the road underneath your vehicle is Rainbow Road. It's not just an Easter egg, it's a colorful Easter egg. You've unlocked something that they put into the programming, hoping that somebody would unlock the key to it. And they did. We'll move on past this, and we all find out that there was a locker in New Jersey that was unlocked. And inside of it was a few valuable pieces from movie production. But one giant piece inside of there was the original Lotus submarine from the James Bond movie, The Spy Who Loved Me. Well, it didn't take long for the person who opened the door to realize they can make a massive amount of profit off of this by selling it out into the world. Like, a major collector's going to want to get it. It was sold anonymously, but eventually people did a little bit of digging and found out that it was bought by none other than Elon Musk, somebody who loved the movie and loved the great technology behind James Bond. Well, he decided to add a new Easter egg to his vehicles. You can change the background. Well, going in through the back door of their programming, you can change the background of your Tesla screen into the Lotus from The Spy Who Loved Me. This is just a standard over-the-air update, something that all new electronic vehicles are capable of doing, but not a lot of people take advantage of it. By adding Easter eggs and allowing people to dig inside their vehicle and find more stuff about it, well, during your digging, you'll find out more information about your vehicle to understand how it operates, how to take care of it, and how to maintain it. I don't know if you know this, but if you go through a lot of your owner's manuals for a lot of vehicles, you'll find key little things about it that'll help you operate in overall ownership of your vehicle. It all exists in your owner's manual. Over 98% of us don't even pick up that book and open it. Most of us only ever open it when we choose to do something. We want to change our own oil, we open it. Well, car companies haven't really caught on to the idea of putting Easter eggs in ownerships because people don't open them. But with a fully digital ownership being available on electronic vehicles, Tesla has hidden Easter eggs inside their ownership manuals. And that's essentially Rainbow Road and The Spy Who Loved Me Lotus allowed people to learn more about their vehicles while also uncovering some amazing Easter eggs. Now, next to Tesla, one of the other great car companies out there that builds a lot of little key Easter egg products into their vehicles is Chrysler Corporation. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm not going to say Stellantis. I'm going to say Chrysler Corporation, because both Chrysler, Dodge, and the Jeep brands, inclusive now of both Ram, have included some of the most amazing Easter eggs hidden in vehicles. The Chrysler Pacifica, built to replace all of the previous generations of Caravans, Town and Countries, and Voyageurs, puts its predecessors on the rubber mats. They showcase their history inside of their vehicle. Most people that get in a vehicle never look down at their feet and never really care about what's on the floor, unless it just says Chrysler. It's like that's the only thing you ever take notice of it. But a floor mat is actually an area where some people hide things, and Chrysler did this with showcasing the predecessors of the Pacifica on it, giving you a little history lesson in it. The Dodge Challenger has cup holders underneath the hood. How many people, when you're pulling apart and doing some work underneath the hood of your vehicle, have a drink with you? A lot of us. And it's really annoying when you got to put that drink down on your workbench or on the floor. If you put it on the floor, you're going to kick it over. If you put it on the workbench, it gets in the way. Well, when you're working underneath the hood and you need to take a minute for a drink, it's so much easier when you got a cup holder underneath the hood. The Dodge Challenger of 2020 did that. Jeep is one of the most famous ones. They've done a whole bunch of different ones across their product lineup. The Willys edition will have multiple of the original decals on it. They'll have them on the rims. They have the original at the bottom of your window. And your window is actually one of the places you're more likely to find key Easter eggs of vehicles. You'll find spiderwebs. You'll find Jaguars. You'll find Tigers. You'll find a Jeep decal. You'll find the Challenger buried in it. The Dodge Challenger was even buried in the Black Abyss. Now, if you don't understand the black abyss that goes around your windshield, that actually comes from decades previous, when we used to have to use that weird black goop to put our windshields on, and they built that black abyss on the side of it in case you had any overhang. When you put that in and it smudged out, it wouldn't just be all over the edge of your windshield. So they made it, as they call it, the abyss, fade into your windshield. Well, a lot of car companies now utilize this to hide Easter eggs. Jaguar does it, Tata does it, Jeep does it, Dodge does it. They hide these inside of it. But why do they do it? Well, Easter eggs are an amazing thing. When you see it, most people think it's really cool. Now, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Like, I'm going to ruin something for you for the rest of your life right now on this podcast. Look at the FedEx logo in between the E and the X on the X part of the Federal Express logo. There's an arrow between it. And trust me, once you see that arrow, you can't unsee it. It's kind of like the little kid that said, why is the body of the KFC guy so small? Because it's his ascot, but essentially it looks like a little body. Trust me, once you see that, you can't unsee it. It's annoying, but it's like these little decals they put at the bottom of your windshield. Once it's there and once you notice it, you can't unsee it. But like we said, a lot of them are there. And Jeep is amazing at doing it. Putting a silhouette on the front end of the original rearview mirror, putting the area code in the tailgate of the Gladiator of where it's built in Ohio, a Yeti on the back window, a fuel flap spider saying chow baby, and even the center console. Hell, even buried in the light fixture of the Jeep Renegade, you will find the Jeep logo buried in there. Very hard to see unless you're looking for it, but there are small little Easter eggs that are there. Back in 2003, when it was the 100th anniversary of Ford, they decided to put the 100th anniversary light fixture buried on the 2003 Ford GT. They were proud of their heritage, and they wanted to showcase it to everybody. If you want to find a map to the Moab Trails, Trailhawk editions of the Jeep Renegade have them. There's a ghost insignia on Koenigseggs. And the reason why this ghost insignia is on Koenigseggs is of the former fighter squadron, number one, which is the hangar from which Koenigseggs are built. They gave a little bit of history in their vehicles. So saying to the world, we took over the hangar from Fighter Jet Squadron number one, whose insignia was a ghost, and we put it on all of our vehicles. Just a little Easter egg of its history. They're paying compliment to the men and women who gave themselves to ensure that Koenigsegg could live for the future. It's kind of a nice one. My favorite one, and one of the first Easter eggs I ever found, was when the Mazda RX-8 came out. The Wankel engine triangles. So a Wankel engine is essentially a curvature triangle. So instead of a piston going up and down, if you've ever looked into it, the Wankel engine or Miller cycle engine is essentially one solid triangle that moves around. And that's how you get all your positions to ensure that the vehicle operates. Well, the Wankel triangle, as it's called, Mazda and the RX-8 have them all over the place. They're on the headrest of your seats. They make up the rear exhaust. They're on the front hood. They're all over the place. Basically stating to everybody, this is an RX-8 and this runs off a Miller cycle engine. We want to show you what operates this vehicle. And by doing that, they've created all of these Easter eggs. It's not just one. There's a multitude of them on the RX-8s. But some people go a little further than just putting things on vehicles. Skoda is one of the interesting ones. Skoda has built-in ice scraper in their fuel doors. And similar to Rolls-Royce, Skoda also has an umbrella in the door of specific vehicles, mostly the Superb, but they brand the end of that umbrella with the Skoda logo. So when you're actually looking at the doorway, you'll never tell that there's an umbrella hidden in the door of your Skoda. This is something that Rolls-Royce has, but most people who own a Rolls-Royce know that that umbrella is there. Skoda hides it in. Why would they want to hide something like that? That's something that everybody needs and wants. It's something that actually more automakers should include in their vehicles, because an umbrella for a vehicle is something that everybody needs. I know every one of my vehicles, all four of them, have an umbrella jammed between my driver's side door and the door sill. I get small little collapsible ones, and actually the one inside my truck I've had since I was 13, and it's still in decent shape. I used it when I walked to high school for those 4 years, and I'm going to say this, uphill both ways. And for the rest of you, downhill both ways, because I went up and over a hill. So essentially, I was uphill both ways and downhill both ways, but I didn't do it in my father's pajamas. Sorry, I don't get into those weird stories. I did it in clothes, and it's cold. That's all I could say. But an umbrella is a helpful thing, and Skoda does it. But the ice scraper, they signify to people that we know you live in northern climates and you need to clean your door. For myself, I just put them in the little slots in the doorway, which didn't exist when I was younger. When I was younger, I literally just stuck them in the center consoles or in the glove box. I always had a scraper nearby. Hell, in my truck, I jam a small little one between my seats. These are tiny little features that are amazing. But when you find them, it's like finding an Easter egg again. It's like, oh my God. I think I was into about 2 or 3 years of driving before I realized how many vehicles actually have a clip on the fuel door to hang your fuel cap on. Not every single car out there has it, but so many of them now have it. So when I fill my gas, I clip it on. Meanwhile, I look around a gas station and, you know, if there's like 10 pumps there and 6 other people, I'm one of the few people that actually puts his fuel cap on the hanger on the door so that when it's windy, it doesn't blow all over the place or it breaks off, it gets lost, and, you know, you go through the whole rigmarole. But that's an actual Easter egg that's existed on vehicles for decades that a lot of people, even to this day, don't understand. Is that tiny little horseshoe you see in your fuel door is made to fit your fuel cap on. A few years back when we did our podcast about the Ram, from the T-Rex to the TRX, why did it take so long to build that vehicle? Well, the T-Rex is actually an amazing product because it has so many features that showcase the size of a T-Rex. It has one insignia on it, which shows the size difference between a T-Rex and a Raptor and a human, and tells you the weight differences between all of them. Then on other insignias you'll find across a T-Rex, the TRX, will be an actual T-Rex with a Raptor in its mouth. Pretty interesting, huh? But this isn't the first time Ram has done something. The current generation of Ram products has a math equation under the center armrest. And if you're a mathematician or just somebody that's actually paid attention during math in high school, you would understand that this is the Pythagorean theorem. So a fraction to decimal or a trigonometric formula. It's essentially the whole theory to tell you how to go from standard to metric wrench conversions to do the full math equation. When they know people will fix vehicles and they need to understand which one do I need, they can actually look at the full math equation underneath the center armrest of the Ram 1500. It's really cool. And like I said, Chrysler Corporation has a lot. The SRT Viper, last generation, has famous racetracks, Laguna Seca and the Nürburgring and the coin holders. So you look down, you just think it's just some weird drawing in the center. Those are actual racetracks that the AC or Viper has held world records at. They want to showcase to everybody, this is where we hold a world record at these two tracks. So you just think of it as some stupid little, it's just a little weird line in it. Well, no. One of my favorite ones for an Easter egg that unless you actually understand the original product, you would never pick up on was the Toyota GT86. The exhaust tips are 86 millimeters in diameter. The bore and stroke, which measures 86 millimeters, and its name is even an homage to the original rear-wheel drive performance drift product, the AE86 platform for the Corolla. They put the 86 into the 86. Paying homage to the history of one of the most ultimate drift cars out there. And, in another sense, one of my favorite Japanese shows, Initial D. If you haven't seen it, you're not a true car fan, go out and watch the original Initial D series. Not the newer ones. Watch up until the very end when he leaves drifting in the mountains to go and do his race career, because those are the first 3 seasons. Those were the good ones, okay? Takumi was an amazing character. And hell, it was a manga series, too, so go back, read some of that. But the 86 was an awesome, amazing vehicle. One of the ones that people have found a lot are the Opel Shark. Now, you'll hear all kinds of stories about the Opel Shark, and it's a molding, okay? It's literally laid out into the plastic molding, and everybody thinks, oh, they just did that for, you know, it's homage to something, or, you know, Opel wanted to put something in that people would actually search for. No, it was actually created and hidden by a designer as his son thought it would be cool. The Shark has no purpose whatsoever to Opel. And Opel didn't even know this for years, that the Shark was hidden in the vehicle. It was actually an original interior designer for the Opel product line that hid a Shark in a plastic molding. He worked with the Tool and Die guys to literally have that placed into the injection molding. Nobody questioned it back in the day because they all thought, oh, this is just some little weird play that Opel's going to be doing for a new product lineup or a new subseries or something. So they never asked the question. And it was actually a few years on that Opel finally caught wind of this. Now, a lot of business owners and corporations would be really pissed at somebody doing this. All of these people that managed to make it through, that's like, you know, having a quality issue going through, you know, a few hundred people and never being checked. This was never questioned, and it made it onto production vehicles. Well, Opel, with this amazing background and saying, hey, this is cool, we're going to run with it, decided to make that more commonplace in a lot of their future vehicles. Like I said, once they found out about it, they said, no, we're going to run with this thing, and we're going to start hiding them, but you'll never know which vehicle because we're not going to put it into every single vehicle. Now they're hiding them in floor mats, underneath the glove box, in the boot. They place them in weird places. But why? Because it's a great joke that Opel has kept going. And that's the thing that the world needs a lot more of today is humor. And some of these Easter eggs are great humor. Volkswagen did this with the ID3 by putting a play symbol and a stop symbol on the gas and brake of the original ID3s. They did this because it's an electric vehicle, so you can only play or stop, like a VCR. They did it as a joke, but essentially, for an electric vehicle, when you press stop, you're cutting the power. When you press play, you're turning on the power. It's like plugging in your VCR and unplugging your VCR. Yeah, sorry, I'm dating myself there with the VCR, but in a sense, that's what it is. And they did that for that sole purpose, and to bring more brand awareness to the Volkswagen brand. It was humorous, and humor is something that we all need, and Volkswagen knows this. And from there, we move on to an Easter egg, one of the last two I'm going to talk about, an Easter egg that was designed to entertain children. Because after humor, we need entertainment, and that's the sole purpose of humor is entertainment, right? Well, Volvo understood the entertainment value for children in vehicles. A lot of children will get bored in vehicles, and even though there's a wide amount of people in the world today, nearly 80% of parents will literally just jam a tablet in front of their kids for long rides, and these kids are missing out on so much in the world by being plugged in. Volvo didn't want this. They wanted kids to be entertained when they get bored, but to still enjoy the wonderless society. They wanted to see the world outside of the window, and for that, they had a spider web on the storage bins underneath, third row. And they've also done this on windows. Volvo does this for entertainment for the kids. So when you put your kids into the third row, they can actually see the spider web and they can play with the spider web. It's similar to that of a maze. You can use your imagination to create this amazing world. And also, you can only visible from the third row. Who in the third row ever wants to be there? It's bland. It's boring. There's nothing. You're so far away from the front, which means by the time the snacks get to you, half of it is already gone. If you need to be plugged in, all the ports are one seating row in front of you. Like, hell, if you don't have tablets and you got rearward facing DVDs, you're even further away from the screen. And the windows are small. Your cup holders are minimal. Entertainment has to be created. So Volvo added in a spider web. Children can now be entertained from the third row. And they did that. Because Volvo knows that people who own vehicles have children, and children like to be entertained. Hell, I like to be entertained too. If you put something like that on me, it'd be cool. I'd be looking at it, figuring it out, be a little more dangerous to the other people on the road because I'd be driving trying to figure this thing out, like trying to read a map and driving. But it's a cool little feature to have to keep your little ones entertained. My last favorite Easter egg was one that actually came out at Christmas time. And again, it's from the original Easter egg company, not the original of all time, but the original conception of the Easter egg in automobiles, Tesla. Tesla decided a little while back to create a little more spirit during COVID, where they created what they call the Tesla Holiday Show. If you turn on the Tesla Holiday Show, track it down inside your over-the-air update and turn it on, it will turn your vehicle into a full entertainment product. It flashes the lights, it moves the rear doors, and it all does this to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Wizards of Winter. Talk about spreading holiday cheer to the world. Tesla has given us a reason to put a smile on our face at Christmas time. And hell, if somebody's feeling down and one of our friends needs a pick-me-up, we can use this Easter egg to create a little joy in their life. And that's what we all need. Even if it only comes at one time a year, we all need that little joy to make us remember what we are here for and why we need to treat each other with respect. Tesla does this, and they do it to an amazing Christmas song by an amazing orchestra. I don't know if you've ever seen the TikTok video a few years back that utilized the song Lights by The Weeknd. And a couple guys did it with their vehicles and actually were turning on and off their headlights to the beat of the song. They did this around Christmas time, and they did it to spread a little bit of joy at a time in history where we had forgotten about joy. Easter eggs aren't about finding the treasure inside of your vehicle. It's just like Easter. adventure. It's about the joy and excitement of finding it. Even if that joy only lasts for a small amount of time, it was well worth it. And in the end, it put a smile on your face and made you happy. Easter eggs have been around for a long time. Some of them have been used to bring joy. Some of them have been used for entertainment. Some of them have been used to inform people or to keep heritage alive. And some of them, my most favorite one of all time, has been done to prove that that person's product is all original. I'm talking about Carroll Shelby's signature on original Shelby Cobras, hidden in three places on the original Cobras. If it doesn't contain all of them in the right spots with the right signature, then it's a replica. And Shelby did this to protect his image and to ensure that people were protected from replica products. And in the end, that creates a little bit more joy in knowing that you have an original product. Put a smile on your face, and you can know that one of the greatest drivers out there built your car for you. Easter eggs are an amazing thing on vehicles. And I look forward to the future of Easter eggs and finding more Easter eggs on the automobiles from around the globe. Big or small, we have them all on the Autolooks podcast and the Autolooks.net website. Easter eggs aren't just about giving your kids chocolate or watching them find the eggs that the Easter Bunny has left behind. They're about creating joy and awareness of products, features, and history. They're great, and it's nice to see that a lot of car companies are starting to take notice of how much joy they bring to the world. So, on this Easter, what egg will you find hidden in your car? So if you like this podcast, please like, share, or comment about it on any of the major social feeds or streaming sites that you found the Autolooks podcast on. And at the end of this, hit the like button and send us a comment about what you think about the Easter eggs that you have found. And hell, tell us about a few that we have not found in automobiles from around the globe. Big or small, we want to hear about them all on the Autolooks podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with the Autolooks podcast, please send an email over to email@autolooks.net. The Autolooks podcast has been brought to you by Ecom Entertainment Group and distributed by Podbeam.com. If you'd like to take a look at all of the products and information that we have supplied to you on this podcast, please head on over to the Autolooks.net website and click on the podcast link. After which, you find all the images, read our article about this podcast, click the like button at the bottom, send us a comment, and tell the world about Easter eggs and the automobile industry, all from the Autolooks.net podcast. For myself, Everett J., the Autolooks website, strap yourself in for this one fun wild ride that Easter eggs and the hunt for them will take us on. Chocolate.